one of the normal things. Shmini has in itself tarevis of different yanim. Lemaisa, the klal is always that the yisayid of yanim is always the sheirish of the inyan. Lemoshel, it says brachas vishaynis in Shmonesra, kol everything. The grain says gracious kol everything. Any inyan that is aschala or yisayid is the Shayosh Linyan, that's Pashit. So, B'yom HaShmini is the day when the Beis HaMikdosh was actually Mishanech. But it's a strange thing. There was first Hakdom of Shivus Yimei HaMiluim. Normally, Moshel, when you have a Chassan, he gets married, and then Shivus Yimei HaMishta. By Shlomo HaMelech, on the Bol Beis HaMikdosh, they celebrated for 7 days, another 7 days. There was always... you know, celebrating for 7 days is a mahalach after it's done. Here you had a ceremony of 7 days where Maestra kept putting up the Beis HaMikdash and taking down the Mishkan and taking down the Mishkan. Each day he was mefarik it, and then he was making it, and finally the eighth day he was making the Mishkan for good, for as long as it stayed in one place. Lechura, what was this mahalach of 7 days? I mean, the taking it and the taking it apart, and then finally the eighth day something happened that now it could be Niskaya. So it needs a hezba, and it's very different than all other inyanim of Shiva, where you have yontiv, l'mashal, you have a chag on the day of Pesach on Tesvav, so you make Shiva's yamim. But here it's the other way around. You had a hakdama to the real binyan of the Mishkan, and Akdama was a very strange Akdama, was Mekim and Farik, and finally on the eighth day it stayed. Lemaisa, the inyan of the Mises Ne'aren was also, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Deiche it, because he didn't want to share their Simchas. Lemaisa, on the eighth day of that Komis and Mishkan, I mean, I don't know, it's hard to measure Simcha and Simcha, but it says by the Simcha, Matan Torah was a b'china of a Simcha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to share the Simcha. On the eighth day was a tremendous Simcha, Chodesh Nissan, it says Asar HaTorahs that they took, and just on that day, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goive from them. So Melef, it would have just said that very the Eis Zoros, that's when they did it. But it says that the Chazal say that Be'etzim, they already did the Avera by, when it says before, that Vayechzu, 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 Vayechzu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited till now to be Goyve because he didn't want to share the Simcha. So you have a Simcha here of Chanukah HaMishkan. And yet, and Bechlal, if it happened, you can't say that the Pshat is that it was a Mikra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Be'kroyve HaKadosh. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the yisoid of the Mishkan is going to be in a makom of Gviyas Midas Hadin from the Mukuravim. So they were the appropriate ones to whom it should happen and about what it should happen. But the Etzim Inyan, that the yisoid of the Mishkan would be with a Kiddush Hashem, was already there from the beginning. So that means something about the Etzem Binyan of the Mishkan requires that there be a Bekrei V'Akadosh. It was just a question of how it would express itself. So we have to understand how the Bekrei V'Akadosh, what's the Inyan of the Bekrei V'Akadosh that expresses itself in the Dafk in the Yisoid of the Mishkan. Another Inyan over here that is strange, like we said before, B'derech Klal, things that are Das Chol of Inyanim, and the Yisoidim Yanim should be good. I mean, Simon and Milson, Rosh Hashanah, we don't get angry, we don't eat things that are sharp, v'chulu, v'chulu. Lemaisa, the Soirish Chodesh, this was the first carbon tzibur that Chayisol would bring, the first Soirish Chodesh Chayisol would bring, and that was not brought Kilchasa. Iron Akoyet, the halacha is that Kerhanim Oichel Abalim is Kafrim. The halacha is that the carbonis that a person, the achilas carbonis is the mechapa, even though la halacha, if it's nevad or netame, the zrik alone does the kapara, but certainly the shleimus v'avoyde is that kahanim oichlam b'alam is kaprim. This was the first carbon. This was that should have had achila. The carbon tamid doesn't have achila, but the carbon chatas has an achila. They should have eaten it. And the very first carbon, you don't have the chila. Paledava Zaymadosheni also, that Dafka, this first carbon of Chatos, should not have Achilas Kehanim. One Inyan in the end of the Parsha, Parsha Shemini has Macholos Asuris, that's a big part of the Parsha, it's one of the two Parshas. In the world of Macholos Asuros, there's an Inyan that requires, in the Seda Inyan, it requires a Havana. I mean, all the timing of the Mefarshim is that it's not good for you. Whatever. The Ruchni is the great fanim and so on. Fine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world that a person should be metakin himself. So he needed to do it in a way that the person works for it, gets schar, has an isoyan and so on. So we understand mitzvah's essays. And the nisoyan on the way to do mitzvah's essays, putting on talis and tefillin is metakin something. In order to make it a makom schar bechira, it should be namik yisufa. It's hard to put on talis and tefillin; it costs money. It's difficult bechulu. That is good in mitzvah's essays. So we understand the chshivas of mitzvah's essays, the purpose of mitzvah's essays in the world, and we understand why it is that a person has a hard time doing it. The nisoyan of it, fine. The losa says, when a person doesn't do a losa say, just to say that since it was tempting and the person stayed away from it, he's getting schar. The schar that we're getting should be for some sort of tikkun. It's not just schar for working out hard. The schar is because we accomplished something. That is the schar. Schar mitzvah is the mitzvah. So in a losa say, it's true it was hard and we resisted temptation, we didn't do it. But tachlis, where is the tikkun ha'olam in lois ha'aseis? Where does it, in macholos asuris, is in the most of the things in the world, most of the balei chayim, are not mutter to eat. So maybe a few of them have some purpose, place a horse or a camel, but tachlis, the vast majority of balei chayim and yitzurim are not under shulton adam, and on the other, in the full sense of the word, and yet the tachlis adam is the redua on the arets, they keep shua, and so on. So let's start in understanding the first inyanim that we spoke about. The Arizal says over here that the 7 days before that they put the Mishkan up and they took it down, since the entire Mishkan mimics Brias Ha'olam, it's a takeoff of Brias Ha'olam. We spoke about this endlessly, about the fact that it's Lamites Malachos from the Mishkan, and the fact that everything that we read in Bechaya, we saw that lists dozens and dozens of things, you know, that are the same in both of them. It's a dogma of Bria Shemayim Varetz. It's a mini world, and it's exactly patterned after Bria Solom. That is something that we understand. That's the Pshat, the Rishonim, and so on and so forth. So the Arizal says, since it says in Chazal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Beiroi Lomis U'machrivan, or Beiroi Lomis U'machrivan, to give size, and so Mishkan also needed to have the Beiroi Lomis U'machrivan incorporated. And therefore, the Mishkan, they put up the Mishkan, took it down, put up, took it down, until they got to that Mitzvah. That's Mekubal from the Arizal. It needs a lot of Havana in what the Pshatnet is. Let's understand it in its original. It says, Chazal say that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's two Mekoris in the Psukim, one is in Koheles, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu did everything Yofa Be'itoy, so Kim Baruch Kim Yofa Be'itoy. So Chazal say there was a certain ace for the final Bria, and there were many Brias beforehand without that ace. And in the second place it says Vayar Alakim Kala Sha'asa Behine Toiv Me'oid. So it says that Mikan, that there were Brias that were not Toiv. In other words, it's when a Pasuk says something, it's a focus something else. This time it was Toiv Me'oid, and before it wasn't. It's a dover that's very hard to understand. I mean, it's Merab Zigra. What does it mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Sholom Kavyochel made mistakes. Obviously, this was something in the Mahalach of the Bria itself that needed a certain kvius, and it needed this was the Bria. I also want to be medayik something in the Lashon. It says Kadosh Baruch Hu was born on Zachivon. Totally built this world, and then it says, and he said, Dein Hanyin Li. The Mefarshim give two Pirushim. Most Mefarshim say, Dein Hanyin Li, the word Hanyin, Hey Nun Yud Yud Nun, is like the word Nois, Noe. This is a good world. This world looks right. It's Beseda. Rashi, on the Medrash, I don't know if it is Rashi or it's not Rashi, but the Mefarish that they call Rashi says Hanyanli Miloshen Hano, which is the Pasha Pirish in the word Hanyanli in the Gemara, to be Nene, that I have Hano in this world. Now I want to explain the difference in the two. If a person a person wants to be mashpia on a child, and he wants the child to be as big as possible, as great as possible, as chashuv as possible. That's true, and it says ein adam bekoil adam miskane chutz mi pnoi talmido. There's one condition though. It says that the Nabi says bonem gidalti v'reimamti v'heima poshubi. The one condition that the father will not tolerate is if the child disclaims him as a father. If the child becomes such a chacham and he turns around and says, this can't be my father because he's really stupid, so it's an accident, then that's not nachas ruach. That doesn't go under the klal of the koil adam mekane chutz mibnoi. Same thing with talmido. A person raises a talmid, and then the Talmud is married by Rabbi, that klal doesn't exist anymore. Because no longer is the Bno or Talmido coming as a Hemshech or as a Mushba, he's being married in the Mashpia. So in the Mahalach of a Mashpia and a Mushba, there are two kavanas between the Mashpia and the Mushba. One kavana of the Mashpia is to be Megadol the Mushba as much as possible. The mushba has to become big. The bigger he is, the more there's a kiyum of the rots of the mashpia. Just like the Rebbe wishes that his Talmud be the God Lador, the father wishes that his son be the God Lador. But the second half of it is that they retain the yachas of Rav and Talmud or mashpia and mushba. That is the yesod of that type of relationship of Mashpia Mushpa and Rav Talmud and so on. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria, those two inyanim were there also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Bria to become as Sholem and as Chashev as it could be. That's the tachas of the Bria, that the Bria be nisgadel to its greatest. That's one kavana. However, the tnai kofel mechufel is that the bria sees itself as a nivra klap de bairi. As big as the bria is, it still retains the yachas of nivra and bairi. That is the second important kavana. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in the bria, that takes on a deeper meaning than in a Rav and a Talmud. Let's take an example, father and a son. A father and a son, it's very feasible that the son become much bigger than the father, but he should be the emes is he should be Messiah's father. But it's takashayach that he becomes much bigger than his father. A Talmud can become much smarter than his Rebbe, and he is the Talmud of that route, but he's bigger than him, smarter than him, he knows more, and so on. That's all possible. And once he learned from his Rebbe, l'chura, at least al derech ha'pshat, doesn't need him anymore. You taught me everything you could possibly teach me, and now I'm going on weiter. A Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world that doesn't exist. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is a bayre constantly. Without a Kadosh Baruch Hu being bayre, the world doesn't exist. B'meila, the inyan of the need for that constant yachas is intrinsic in the relationship. In other words, whereas Talmud and Rav and Ben and Av, it's an inyan of emes and kavod, and it's a certain inyan what ought to be by a Kadosh Baruch Hu as a bayre, the world is nivraim, that is the etzem metzias. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created worlds. It says that the problem of those worlds that were HaKadosh Baruch Hu created before and that were destroyed was the way it's described in the Sefarim is not so much because they were bad worlds, but they tried to be bigger than they could be. In other words, the world or whatever we're talking about, those worlds did not see any gvulas to themselves. They didn't see any boundaries to what they could be. And b'meila, that type of world, just like if a person eats too much, he explodes, because a person has gvulas. When a person does, when a world doesn't recognize its gvulas, then it falls apart. The reason is, HaKadosh, in other words, in the gvulas that a person has, that's where he recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's his yachsus to him. In other words, kolzman, I have gvulas, then I know that I'm a nivra, that everything I have is just behashba. But once I erase my gvulas, that means I'm not different than the mashpia. In the gvul that the mushpa has is where he recognizes that he's a mushpa and Kadosh Baruch Hu is a mashpia. And if he doesn't have those gvulas, then he's erased that. So the Yisayda Debriya were worlds. In order to sharpen a maskana, you need to have a havamina. When sometimes a person says a svara, and you ask him, like, you're not clear, so what do you mean mechadish? What you seem to be saying is what it says pretty much in different words. So you'll ask the person, as opposed to what? In other words, you're telling me something different than what we understood before. So tell me where you've drawn a line, and by saying the statement as you have, you've excluded something from what I said, from what Pashup Shad is. Every Havana and Tfisa comes by excluding something else. So the Sheirish of the Bria required to exclude another Tzad. The Sheirish of the Bria is, even before we speak about how big you're supposed to be, the sheirish is that you're a nivra. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the bayre and you're the nivra. That is the etzim, that's the sheirish of, that's the emes of amitis. Once that's in place, now we can say, as a nivra, it's your duty to become as big as you possibly can. But it's built on the foundation that you're a nivra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the bayre. That understanding was something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built different models of worlds which were great onto themselves, But without his yachzus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'meila they knew no gvulis, they could not have gvulis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and those worlds were destroyed. They were destroyed so that when the world does come into being, that becomes, we understand what the Sheirish is. That's the way Rashi learns the word hanyali. In other words, the other Mepharshim learn hanyali meloshon no'ois, that they are nice, good, attractive, good worlds. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed them because they weren't good enough. Rashi says, no. Dein hanyali, it's not being mehanem me. In other words, this world is a very chashuv world, but it's cut itself off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a Talmud of the Rabbi. It's not a Niver of the Bairi. It's made Shabbos on its own. That can't go on. Dein hanyali is kipshuta. And the other, I understand the other person didn't like it because, what does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have anah from it. I mean, if it was good, it was, so what do you mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have anah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not given to whims. So they learned that it means that the worlds themselves were not perfect. Rashi says, no, the worlds were wonderful, but they divorced, something in their metzias divorced itself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this world was Dein Hanyali, this world, the sheirish of this world, the sheirish world was that it's Shayat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the pshat that says, that Vayar Lekim is called Shasav in Etayv Moed, and that became the Ramban says, the Kim of the world, like what we say over. It says chein mokom al yoshveo, motze chein be'enov, noach motze chein be'enov. The be'enov, yosho be'enov, vayar lekim means in the yachsus telokim, it was also good. The way it stole itself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was also tov. That became the shorash of the kiyum. The certain shorash of this world is that it retains its kesh and its metzias to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's linked to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the foundation for Kiyum. That's why we needed seven different worlds, we needed many different worlds to show the alternative, and this is the world where this has that as a Sheirish. This pattern carried on afterwards. At the aside of really difficult averis is merida in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And merida means any disengagement. The first, the aside of the averis in the world, one of the first asides is the levana and the chama. The fact that the levana, even though it's a mushba, saw itself as equal to the chama. They both shine, and it was coming with a taina, you've got to choose which of the two malachim you want. In other words, you had a metzias between Chama and Levana, where if the mushpa becomes as big as the mashpia, he doesn't see himself as inferior to the mashpia. That's the sheirish of Ra that came with the Chama and Levana, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be memayit the Levana, and in order that one sees this is the mashpia and this is the mushpa. So the miut halavana carries in itself a chisorin in the bria. It doesn't have the shleimus, and the bria it should have been a chama and levana that are equally bright. The levana is lacking in its shleimus, and it's done because without that it would have been much worse. It would have been meirit. It's smaller and it can't be married anymore, but that's its metzias. On that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you have to bring a kapara on me, kaviyachol. Seir Yerush Chodesh is a kapara that I was memayit the levana. It means there's a chisoyin in the bria. The bria is not perfect because the levana is not what it should be. It's the only way it can go, because had it been b'maloi ha'ara and the way it is today, then it would have been married in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It would have been married in the very metzias that a mushpa remains a mushpa and a mashpia is a mashpia. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was married, and it built in a chisorin into the bria. In order that the person gets a certain yisoidistik shleimus. So just like Lamashal, let's say somebody is doing very well at whatever he does, at his job, at his marks, at his grades, but the person is impossible to get along with because he's so haughty, I will spoil his record and say you're going to have a degree less in your accomplishment or in your record, but you'll have a much more basic tchuna, which is to get along with people. So sometimes I'll say, if I have to choose, I'll make you smaller but viable. So without this miyut halavana, the world wouldn't be viable. With the miyut halavana, the world is viable, but it's not what it should be. That's the sheirish of many rechatoyim, that's the sheirish of Adam the Nochash, and so on. That's at the heart of a lot of those inyanim. So b'meila, in the building of the Mishkan, the building of the Mishkan was a mimicking of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's building of the world. Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest. And Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, was b'chol beis inemanu. There's nothing that is nista for Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu knew the site of Paraduma, it's past Parah, he knew the site of Paraduma, b'chol beis inemanu. Moshe Rabbeinu was a makabel who had everything. Like Pnei Achama, it says Moshe Rabbeinu's partner is Pnei Achama. That is the maila of the world Kitikunai, and that's the maila of the Mishkan. But that's not the yisoid of the Mishkan. And that didn't have a kiyum. So Moshe Rabbeinu raised the Mishkan and was mefarakit, and it was makif korbanis, but there was no kiyum in that mitzias in the world today. Aaron HaKohen, B'Krovei HaKodesh, it says that, first of all, in many ways, B'Krovei HaKodesh was the tikkun for the sinyan. First of all, the chet of the Bnei Aaron was an inyan of, it says in Chazal, they were Meire Aloch of Nei Rabbi. It says in Chazal, that's one Madyama says they were Deichik Shah Aviv. In other words, they were saying, listen, you know, I mean, we're better, we're a later model, a better model than our father, and we should be Kohanim Gedolim. Not him. It's the same inyan. I mean, this is Rav Talmud, this is Avul Beno, same inyan. Shtui Yayin means that the person is breaking the Gvulos of Seichel and also becoming bigger than his Gvulos. Those are all the same inyanim of a person's godless on the cheshbon of his limitations. That was the way. The Bekroive HaKadosh means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the Yisoid, it wasn't clear where it would come from, but the Yisoid of the Inyan of the Beis HaMikdash has to be in the Kuda of Gvulus Adam. That's the Yisoid on which it has to go on. There's a Chazal that says, a Merdeka Parsha in Chazal about the Achrei, it says that a Pasik in Kohelos, a very difficult Pasik, it says that Mikra Achas Latzadik Vela Rasha, that one thing happens to Tzadik in Russia. And Chazal go through tremendous Rishoyim and tremendous Tzadikim who bore the same fate. And Chazal don't give an answer. They say, this person and this person, Hevei Mikra Echad. And Mises Bnei Aaron is seen as the ultimate of that which is Tzadik V'Raloi, and what we don't understand, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mishpat. That's the way Chazal will not do it. So the Bekroivei HaKadosh meant that there would be a Mahalach of something which would, it would form, the side of it would be where HaKadosh Baruch Hu Le'umas Adam, it's clear the distinction between the Boire and the Nivra. The reaction of Aaron HaKohen was Vayidim Aaron. The Shtika and the Mama are two separate things. Shtika means I have what to say, but I choose not to say. I'm quiet now so that I can speak later. That's Shtika. Shtika is a form of dibur. The mama is somebody who is not, who cannot speak. A doimim, a nifter is called yerde duma. The dom is the inability, recognizing the limitation of oneself. That's doin. At the Vayidim Aaron means Aaron was mekabelit b'teiras domain. In other words, atkan gvulos adam. In every sense, it's ad avoyde shebedavam, it's ad avon of what happened. That was, so Aaron's Vayidom is the metzias of the Mishkan. It says there's a chesed shabbat. It says lama taboish by Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron lama taboish the kach nivcharta. Why are you so embarrassed? You were chosen for this. So the word lama taboish. Why are you so humble? You don't want a good avoda. Lekach nivcharta. Your humility is the reason you were chosen to be the oved. In other words, Aaron HaKohen's mida was the hakara in what he's not, and that more than the godless of Moshe is the yisoid of the kiyum of the Mishkan. That's where you have the yisoid of the kiyum. So you have the Mises Bnei Aaron, and you have the Aaron's avoid of the mama. The korban, the soyer, the chatas that was supposed to be brought by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the pshat's like this. This inyan we spoke about is the yisoid of the Mishkan. In the inyanim that a person is not in everyday avodah, a person is supposed to do. In other words, a person is supposed to be humble and say to himself, "Be'etzem, I don't know how I can do it." Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "I have to do it. He gave me the koiches. I'm doing it," and so on. Then he has to do it. The rave of the Avoida is doing. So on every Rosh Chodesh, on Erev Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Chodesh, we bring a carbon and say the world is not what it should be. Kavayochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a chisaron in the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that chisaron needs a kapara kavayochel, and that's our Avoida. Our Avoida is to recognize the limitations of the world as chesroinus, and the Maral says that the word chet is means chisaron, and kapara is to take away the chisaron. That's what it is. It's where we're speaking about the mir of the bria as a chisaron. This was the first Rosh Chodesh of all chadashim. It was on Nisan. It was the rishon hu l'chodesh hashana. Of Avoida. On that plane, it's not a chisaron. In other words, the Hashgacha worked it out that it's not a real kapara. In other words, you don't need the kahanim oichdem v'baylam iskaprim kaviyachol, because in the yisayid inyanim, the miyat halavana is the tikkun of the bria. If the yisayid of the bria would be a lavana that keeps is bursting at its seams and saying, "Why is the chama better than me?" Or "Let's have it out with the chama." That mir is a tikkun. In the Vayidim Aaron, he deherd that sometimes chisaron in the bria becomes the tikkun of the bria. Sometimes the mir of the bria becomes its kiyum. So Ashkacha worked it out that he couldn't eat because that carbon wasn't a get of a kapara. Because they heard in the Sheirish Inyan, they heard that as a basis, this is Fakeretz Tikkun. The Gemara says the Gemara in Bracha says that a person, La'olam, it's that the Gemara dashes the pasuk Riksiv al techto imel b'vavchem al mishkavchem v'doy musela. So it says that if a person can't be menatzeach his yitzhara, a person should loylam yagis adam yitzatov and yitzara. In other words, avoda is fighting yitzhara, a battle between yitzatov and yitzhara. If he can't be menatzeach, do it through Taira. If not, he should do it through Krishna. Now, there's a remarkable change over here. First it says, yargis. In other words, the person has to fight. Torah is also often fighting. Mochamta shol Torah, rischa deiraisa, yigia. Torah is a proactive, fiery approach. Torah is a proactive war on Yetzer Hara, not directly, but it's when a person is mala himself to a darga above chet. That's two mahalchim. Then it says nitzchei mutav imlav yikra kriyashma. Why? It says in the pasuk al mishkafchem imem belvavchem zantayra al mishkafchem. First of all, why is al mishkafchem? I mean, Krishma is this shachris nazarvis. The teretz is al mishkafchem means a person resigns himself. In other words, he's not active. That's kriyashma kabbalas oil malchus shemayim is where a person. It's the side of a person's avoda, and it says that a person is not a person himself has gvulas. In other words, Hakadosh Baruch Hu sivuim are his gvulas as an adam. Chazal are going here in order. They're saying if a person has a problem with not doing right, so push harder. That's the surface layer. A deeper layer than that is the person hasn't built himself. In other words, I can't expect to do mitzvahs if you're not holding there. So that's Torah. Then the Gemara says a deeper sheirish is the reason why you're doing a chet is because you don't see your gvulas. You feel like doing it. Well, who's a kashbach doing mitzvah? So al mishkafchem is kriyash mashal shachas also. It means kabbalas al mashamayim is in as much as a person is a makabel, he's a shochev, he's not a doer, a person has to be metak in that yachas. Nitzchei mutavim lav, it says v'doimu selo, same like v'yidoim ari. And Rashi says the v'doimu selo, yizke yema misa, that's where a person is domim la'ad, or netzach t'loshim, that's where a person is be'etzim a domim. In other words, chazal wo oimeid, that on the outer layers of chet, on a chet that comes from the outer layers of a person, the problem is a lack of doing, a lack of fighting, doing, accomplishing, building, fine. But at a deeper layer, it's the other way around. Chet comes from a mahalach of not recognizing that he's a mugbal klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not seeing that his own metzias is not a metzias. And that's why he has to think of the two other inyanim. We asked the point about all mitzvahs losasis in general, especially treifas and so on. They're very interesting. Rabbi Nebuchai is meramis on it. What I'm saying is he's shayrish, but it's a little bit more behezba. There's an interesting phenomena. When a person eats things, if you were to inject a person with a piece of bread into his veins, he would die. A piece of bread in the veins is not a very good thing. The stomach is able to digest it. All foods contain certain poisons in them. A person, his stomach and kidneys and liver, take it apart. They bear the good from the bad. They remove certain elements that are poisonous and send it out of the body. That is those areas where a person is mishtalit on the bria. So my body is dominant over a balchai's body. I can take the balchai's body. My body will take it apart, and it will take what's good for me and throw out what's poisonous. There are things that are poison, meaning that my body becomes overwhelmed by them. And it's not the pshat that I can break apart that molecule. Those molecules break apart my body. And those are the things that are poisonous for people to eat. So there's a tug of war between the bria, between Adam and the bria. Those things that are redua arz v'kifshua means that the person has the koach hashulton on them, and he can completely dominate it, and it becomes taken apart, and he's shaylet on it. And in the world of foods, there are nyanim that a person is that are shailed on the person. That's true by physical good food and bad food. The Rabbeinu Bechaya says similarly in Ruchnius, there are certain inyanim, I tell a person, listen, this is an inyan where you can impose kedusha on it. It's mutter. Basa of a shayr is mutter. It has in itself taivis and inyanim. You can be shaylid on it and impose suras adam on it. If you eat it the way it's supposed to be, eat it for the right kavana, the right oifin, it's prepared the right way, then you are shaylid on it and you mitzaref it to your metzias. That is those things that are beheta. Those things that are beisr is the other way around. The when a person eats something, let's take the simple explanation of achzorius, about chaydas and achzori, it's not the pshat that the person is takes over the balchai's flesh, breaks it down, gets rid of the achzorius, and keeps what's good, but adarabba, the achzorius penetrates the person, breaks down his rachmim, and is behapel the person achzori. Those things are specifically, that specific tug of war is most strongly mudgash in achila. Achila is either I take it over, it takes me over. Something that's staying on the side, a field can be harder to work, less hard to work, but you don't have that yachas. Eating is a very strong example of that type of yachas. The world of Isurim that Kadosh Baruch Hu placed in the Bria are there for that tachlis to give a person gvulis. A person is not miskayim unless he has gvulis. And in the gvulis, a person is the losa says give him the gvulis nebriya. It tells him why he's only a mushba, even though Hakadosh Baruch Hu made him a melech on tachtonim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is melech on yonim, he's a melech tachtonim, but his malchus has limitations because he's only a makabel. It's true that it's a get of a yireach b'miuta, but. That itself is a very important chelak of Tzuras Adam, to the hair of where a person is limited. So b'meila, macholos asuris, it's true that we can't see the direct tikkun. What point is there in having a chaza if a person can't eat it? The answer is, it teaches a person that he's limited. It is part of the person's limitations. And the limitations in the Bria are the key of the Bria. That itself becomes the key of the Bria. So we have here, I want to bring that, we're talking about a Yisayid very much in Bria Solom, you're talking about a Yisayid in Mishkan, you're talking about an Inyan that's mamish a Bria Hatichen of so many Inyanim. In the Yisayid of Bria, because the Tachlis of the Bria is that the Bria become as big and as chashiv as it can be, it includes in it, that mahalach itself includes in itself a tremendous danger point. And the danger point is that a person doesn't understand his limitations. There's, sometimes you, when people speak l'mashal about conflicts between science and Torah, the conflicts are not in tachlistic inyanim, but in the shayin sheirish, before you get to anything, is everything, am I capable of being mishtalar and everything? Does my seichel have the ability and the right to go everywhere and be koveya, or am I limited? That itself is the, and not only science, it's in the gevulis of all thinking. In the understanding, the Yisayid v'sheirish for us is that we are a mugbal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'tchasreyu me'at melokim. We're almost like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that tells us how big we are, and it also tells us what we're not. But you're not a lokim. Somewhere there's going to be a gap between the world around you and your Havana. A gap in understanding the world, and understanding Ashkocha, In everything, because or else you would be a lokim. I mean, your chachma came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So where is that distinction? in the person's metzias is a metzias of his yisoid has to be what do I have, not what don't I have. You know, as a person, I can think about anything, I can understand everything, I can be kaveh about everything, I can be done everything. A person's metzias needs its limitations, and it's there in the form of Kriya Shema as Kabbalah Zomach Shemayim, and in a broad way in terms of Lo Saseis. Wherever a person touches on a Lo Saseis, he puts on, there's a baguette hanging there of Tzemen Pishtim. The person says, it's a warm baguette. I go to Beis Medrash with it and learn. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no. That's one road, that's one border you can't cross. Tzemen Pishtim, you won't be able to be Mishtal at Tzemen Pishtim. Tzemen Pishtim will have its effect on you. Whatever it is, we don't know what it is. And Machol Zasuris, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria of Olomas that were Charev, Libi Emily, that we're not talking about only worlds that were there before. In the Bria itself, the history itself has a lot of Havaminis for things that people tried to do that were good, and it didn't last. And the site for that is when an idea is not, doesn't incorporate in itself Gvulas Adam, the understanding that we're doing it, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? If a person asks what's good to do, let me decide what is the right thing to do and the good thing to do, no matter how wonderful his kavanis are, that it's going to fall apart. Because if a person doesn't recognize things as toiv is mechubat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then those in yanim will collapse. If there's no dein hanyanli, if the things don't stand so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they might be no's, like the other mepharshim say. They might be nice things, just throughout it. The fact that communism, which came with a whole display of chesed in the Bria. But it was the ultimate in the haughtiness of mankind and in the nitik HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a world of churban built itself up. It was bein alamos machrivan because they weren't shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the sheirish of it. In as long as a person doesn't recognize his gvulas, whatever he does, no matter how big and wonderful, it's going to be churban. That's true in a big picture. It's true in the world, and it's true in the Bria, and it's true in Malchum of history. It's also true in a person's personal life. Hashgacha gives every person, when a person thinks back about Hashgacha, we think back about good things. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me this opportunity. Kadosh Baruch Hu helped me here. Kadosh Baruch Hu brought me there. I never could have done it, and it's definitely Satar Shmaya, and so on. That's one very positive mahalach of being taifis hashgacha. There's a second and more important mahalach, and that is recognizing a person's limitations. Where hashgacha slammed the door in your face and you didn't accomplish what you felt you should have accomplished, could have accomplished, that's also hashgacha. People think always it prevented something else that was bad, this and that. No. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says die, that is the assignment, that makes a person into a nivra. The miyut halavana in the shevesh hashashim is a good thing. It's in the way the world is, that things can keep going without recognizing its miyut, it needed it. Things that a person has... I was once with Adam Godel, who worked very hard for a certain inyan, very hard to push a certain inyan, mamish with Mr. Snefesh mamish. And at a certain point, something, you know, like everything else, there were things going forward, things misakiv. At a certain point, something was misakiv, and this Adam Godel felt that simen min hashemayim, and he said, "Kishem shekibalti schar lapisha, kenechal sadrisha." That's it. And people started calling back and saying, no, we can do this. He said, that Indian is finished with. I have to recognize that, and that's the hardest. The person's tov is burning in him. It is a good thing. The person wants to do the right thing, wants to do a good thing, and it is a good thing. And to be stopped at this point, the teretz is, whole billion is not worth anything unless unless it's built on a nekuda of achna and a nekuda of tzustel. And the Mishkan itself was very nice, but it was good for a day. It went up and it went down, up and down. That's it. When there was a moment of Vayidom Aaron, when there was a moment when Klal Yisrael recognized Ad Kan, that if you try to push too far, if you bring in a zara, if Vayochel Ve'asav Yishtu, if you Mora Alachem Fnei Rabo, if you Dochek Chai Aviv, you pass that kavul, and there is no pass that kavul, that's the yisoid of a Mishkan. The yisoid of any ruchnistic enterprise is not the good it does, but the basis it stands on. If the basis is a recognizing that a person is only doing Ratzon Borei, that he's mukbal, and he's doing it because he was told to do it, and because he's given it, then the binyan, the bigger it is, has what it's kayet. And if the grandness of the binyan somewhere along the line begins to crumble the yisoid, then has no kiyum. And in a person's life, an entire life, wherever a person does good, he's done good. Wherever min hashamayim do magbil him, that means they added another layer to that foundation. And that foundation is the kiyum of the rest of the binyan.